All right, so I picked up these students from really expensive. I picked them up at a store, at a grocery store, but they go to a really expensive school, you know. Who knows how much it costs? Every semester is just off the roof. But anyway, it's like Fort Knox. They've got it real fancy. And I asked them, I said, have you? I said, look to your left, look to your right. See how rough that looks? These houses are all run down and the whole city's looks like it's a third world. I said, have you ever thought about how you got a pristine campus, but all around you is just trash and junk? And they said, yeah, it's bizarre. It's kind of like a bubble. I said, exactly. I said, it costs you to be in that bubble, but while you're in it, you need a bubble to learn what you need to learn. But I said, while you're in it, you better appreciate it and learn everything you can learn while you got the peace. Because this world is not a bubble. You can try to create a bubble, but you still, the bubble's going to be burst many times. If you can create a bubble, a bubble zone, that's fine. But most of the time, the bubble gets burst. The secret to creating a healthy bubble is don't let unhealthy people into your world or cross your threshold. Try the spirits. Test the spirits. Because if you don't test and try the spirits, you're going to have people cross your threshold that are out to steal, kill, and destroy. And they are everywhere. I don't care what kind of race, what kind of age, what kind of gender, male or female. The only two genders, by the way. I don't care what kind of education. I don't care. It don't matter. A goat is a goat. A rich goat, poor goat. An educated goat, an ignorant goat. They're still goats. And they will try to steal, kill, and destroy if you let them. The game is real, people. The game is real. You better read Proverbs. If you're young, you better memorize Proverbs. I know I spent my whole childhood memorizing Proverbs. For some reason, that was the only book that I really understood and read. And I didn't understand it like I did after I got saved. But the book of Proverbs helped me to stay away from trouble. Although I stepped into some Jezebel yoking. I yoked up with some Jezebels a few times, but I learned really fast that sugar and spice and everything nice is just a nursery rhyme. It's not real. It don't matter who it is. Sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what they put out there. But when you yoke up with it, you find out if it's the truth or not. Once you yoked up with it, you find out most of the time it's not the truth. Most people lived in a bubble their whole life, a easy bubble, and they think that you're gonna put up with it. You know, they had a bubble that enabled them. Put it that way, they had a bubble where they were enabled, an enabling bubble. So when they got yoked up with you, and you don't play that game because you didn't have any enablers, they wanted you to enable their insanity, and you say, I don't think so. Then they want to destroy you because you want to enable their fake reality delusions, and they want to put you in jail and everything else. I'm saved. Why are you lying? Why are you cheating? Why are you fake? Why is everything about you fake? Why are you in drama? I'm saved. Why don't you have any peace? Why are you worried about outward show? I'm saved. Really? How come you don't have any discernment? How come you're not awake? It's insanity, people. It's insanity. Just because somebody says they're saved, don't believe it. And especially don't marry them. Don't yoke up with them any way, shape, or form until you try the spirits. And if you don't know your Bible, and you don't really understand the doctrines, a lot of times you if you've never been around it, and you're trying to weed out the liars, you know, all the 501(c) legalist churches out there, the emotional churches, the traditional churches, the legalistic churches, there's so many lies, you're trying to filter through it. You don't even know what's going on because there's so many lies. As you unfold the lies, it's like an onion. And every time you unfold another lie, you start to cry because you believe the lie. You believe these lies, you know. Bloodline lies. Culture lies. 501(c) lies. The lies never end. It's what blows your mind. And then when you finally quit believing the lies, and everybody else is believing a lie, and you try to wake them up, they don't hear you, so you have to just go on and do your own thing. And they stay in the lie. And you say, well, you choose the darkness, and you choose the fake, and you choose the fake steak. See you later, alligator. Don't you love me? Yeah, I love you, but I'm not going to live in that delusional insanity. Yeah, I might love you, but I don't love you that enough. I don't love you enough to put God second. God is first. See, if you put God first, they will hate you with a passion. They will claim that they love you because you love God. But when you put God before them, they think that's the hate. When you say God is first, then they think you hate them. But that's why they wanted to be around you. It don't add up. Do you understand what I'm saying? It don't make sense. This is not what God wants us to do. Well, it's my tradition. Everybody else is doing it. It's what I was taught growing up. This is the way of the culture. Everybody else is doing it. The culture's doing it. My bloodline did it. Yeah, but do you even know what it is? There's an old saying. This woman, she would cut the legs and the head and all this off from the turkey, and she'd stick it in the oven, and her husband or somebody said, "Why are you doing that?" Her son or somebody. "Why are you doing, you know, to make this, make whatever it was she was baking smaller, you know?" But she didn't know that. She just watched her mom. And somebody says, "You don't have to do all that, what you're doing, cutting all this edge off or whatever." So she called her mom. He said, "That's not how you do it." So she called her mom to try to justify what she was doing. She said, Mom or whoever it was. She says, "Can you explain to them why you cut the legs and the head and all that off, to or part of it, or cut it in half or whatever she did?" And she said, "The reason I cut it into pieces like that is because we couldn't afford a larger oven." So her whole life, she was cooking wrong, because it all went back to the fact that she was using her mom or grandmother couldn't afford a big oven, so she was using a small oven, so that's the way she did it. And the whole time she was following tradition she didn't have to follow. She was ignorant of the reality of how to cook. She was just following. She was like a clone, just doing what her mama did, doing what her grandmama did. Thought it was the right thing. Didn't ask why. Didn't try to figure it out. Didn't want to know the source code. The source code was that she was too poor to have a big stove, so she had to cut it into pieces. My point is, her oven. Her oven was too small to put the whole thing in there. My point is, most people are walking around like little robots, because somebody else did it, they do it. It's sad. Well, we always did it that way. Don't mean it's right. It don't mean it's right. My family always went out drinking every Friday night. So you want to destroy your liver, huh? Every Wednesday and Friday. See, they have no identity, is what it comes down to. No identity. And that's happening in so many ways, and so many avenues, and so many derivatives, that's not even funny. Almost everybody you talk to is living that way. They don't know why they do what they do. They just do it because everybody else is doing it, or somebody taught them. Never asked why. Thank you. It's sad. Hey, you got any large trash bags?
No, sir. Look on the last aisle. Should be on the last aisle.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Everybody's just following a tradition or some kind of what everybody else does, you know? It's really sad. And if you try to wake them up, they get mad at you. You think you know more than anybody else. You think you know more than me. You know, I'm just telling you that look up 501(c). Why are they yucked up with the government? Ask yourself. Wake up. Figure it out. You got the internet. There's so many people nowadays that choose to be ignorant, even though the internet is in their hand. They can find out anything they want. But they're too lazy to learn something. Their mind is too lazy to figure something out. It's weird. It's just sad.